Right now, though, if you're headed to Vegas at the moment, did you score a good deal on a swanky room on the Strip? If you didn't, there might be a good reason, and it is not because it's the weekend. A federal lawsuit accuses some of the biggest hotels like Bellagio, Caesar's Palace, others of colluding to overcharge for rooms through an algorithm. Amanda Bellarmino is a hospitality professor and expert on consumer behavior and tourism at UNLV. Amanda, thanks for being with us.
Pleasure to be here today.
So how does this actually work? So in other words, what the federal government is saying is that these large hotels, or a lot of the large hotels in Las Vegas, are what, colluding with one another to drive up prices? Is that it?
From the sounds of the loss, from the look of the lawsuit, that looks as though that's what they're contending. But what it actually is it's a revenue management software that allows them to make pricing decisions. And what it's has a new tool now that basically looks at the publicly available rates for their competitors, and then the revenue managers make their decisions based on that.
And where
in my mind, that isn't collusion. They're not sitting in a room. They're not making these decisions together. They're just allowing each other to look at something in a more efficient way than having to spend the time to every day to go through and look at it manually.
So where does the illegality come into this? What do the feds have them on?
I mean, from my perspective, I don't know that there is illegality. I think that competitive information is not illegal. I think the fact that it's coming in through a system that they pay for is what they're looking at to see if there's proprietary information. But to the best of my understanding, they're not sharing proprietary information. So if they're not sharing something that isn't publicly available, I don't know how that's collusion. The things that we see when we look at the lawsuit that they're pointing to is record high revenue. And I think that it takes, you know, I've been a revenue manager and I've never had a tool that was that good that I could have record high revenue just from being able to look at data in one place.
So, all right. So let's take potential collusion off the table. Based on the lawsuit, what is it then from the point of view of the consumer? And that's, after all, what this is all about in the end, right? What is it from the point of view of the consumer that strikes the federal government as being unfair?
I think what they're looking at is that you're having these consistently high rates and that the rates are very similar. And so that gives the feeling of collusion. But if you look in most hotel markets, that's what you're going to find, because it's driven by demand, it's driven by what's going on. What's been different in Las Vegas over the years is that each hotel may have things unique, like it's going to have a convention or they have a lot of casino players coming in. So there was more variability, but the demand has been impacting everything on the Strip, not just specific hotels, in the last year or two since the pandemic. So I think it's less about, I think it's a perception that these couldn't be these similar if they weren't a collusion, and that's the concern. And I think the fact that there's been less discounting also gives that appearance of impropriety. But we've seen, you know, record numbers at our airport, record numbers of people driving in. And so all of those things to me feel like it's demand driven. Now, again, there could be something I'm not seeing from what's in the lawsuit, but I think the idea is that they want the consumers to be protected, which of course is what we would all want, is that people want to come here and have a great experience and not feel like they're getting cheated. But does that just because it's more expensive, does that really mean that they're being cheated if the demand's there? So I know I'm going a bit off topic and I'm sorry, but I think it's, you know, the idea is you want to protect the consumers. In my mind, what's more of an issue is those stupid resort fees that they charge. You know, I think that's a bad thing for the consumers. But with a rate, you know, it's transparent and you can make those decisions. So,
all right. Thank you so much for joining us. Amanda Bellarmino, hospitality professor and expert on consumer behavior and tourism at UNLV.
And we should note here that a MGM resort spokesman told KNX, or actually gave us a statement, calling the claims in the lawsuit factually inaccurate and meritless.